Hey, this is Russ Dizdard. We are at January the 28th. It's a Friday night. We've got some business to take care of tonight, some of the team that's going to be going out. But I've got some questions for you today. Listen, welcome. Shadow the Darkness broadcast live. And for those that are new right now, welcome again. This voice, Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And you got to take your time when you go to that website. There are hundreds and hundreds of downloads of MP3s. So many things we want to help out with, and so many things that we feel led by the Spirit of God to bring out in this day, in this hour, for such a time as this. Now, tonight, I've got a lot of questions. I've got a lot of questions I want to bring up tonight, and it's going to be important that we take a look at some of the things that are going on. Here's some of the questions. Number one, who else has visited the ancient temples? Number two, who else has been drawn down by supernatural event? Number three, why is nobody revealing the facts of human sacrifice at these ancient temples? And number four, who knows about the current practices that are going on? And then number five, what should be done? Listen, if you're a believer in Christ, wherever you are in all the world, and whenever it is that you listen to this, I'm going to ask you tonight to be thinking about some of those questions so that God may be able to interact with you and listen, because of the mission of God in reaching the world. It is global. It is for the entire human race. I love the phrase out of Timothy chapter 2 that as believers are praying with urgency and by first priority that, as we're praying for everyone, those in authority, everyone, everywhere, to come to God, to find Christ, to find, you know, salvation and what that means. Now, there are some listening right now, and you might not know what that actually means, but hang on during this hour, because you may have tuned into or may have gotten this by the hand of God. And it's all about God reaching out to you and literally invading your life, regardless of the spiritual practices that you're in right now, regardless of what's going on in your life right now. So I want you to be prepared tonight to have some interaction from God himself in your life. May the Spirit of God reach out to you. For believers in Christ, let's take a look at some of the questions tonight. But before we do, let me tell you about, well, the Tipping Point Conference, that's one thing. Now, there's meeting places around the world that are going on towards 2012. There's going to be convergences and meetings and conferences. They're going to be considered spiritual and sacred and vital. There are going to be places where doors are open. And there's going to be what the spirits have taught individuals in the last 10 years, especially in the last 5 years, the communication of the fallen spirits called Planos. They are going to be operating through those who have received the messages, and you could be sure that at the conferences worldwide, at convergences, meeting places, on the web, on large media, documentaries, and books being written, massive spirit-guided communication will be preparing the world for a new age. Now, we're going to talk about some of the specifics here. I'm looking at a YouTube video in front of me right now. It's called 2012, The Astronomy of Quetzalcoatl's Return. If you remember yesterday, I told you about somebody, again, by fallen Planos, that is, imposters, seducing spirits. There was a spiritual invasion of that person's life. They were already open to it. They were already open to that side of things. And sure enough, the spirits came to them and gave them an extraordinary vision, which led them down to the Mayan temple ruins. And it's about being on top of one of those temples and then seeing a figure, if not Kukulkan, a high shaman priest. It was all about looking at the texts, the Mayan texts and the prophecies. declaring that 9 of the Mayan gods shall return. There are those that believe that they proclaim the return of Quetzalcoatl. If those given by spirits of the past are accurate in their communication and in their agenda and in what they would call prophecy, this would mean that 9 of the gods, goddesses of the ancient Maya will return, including Quetzalcoatl, and that involves Nephilim. That involves high-ordered spiritual beings that seek to develop civilization, influencing politics, influencing every aspect of human life with the goal of total transmutation. Now, this video up on the screen in front of me, you want to hear what it says? In reference to the tipping point conferences that have already occurred, and the ones that are occurring, the ones that are going on now, the ones that will be going on through 2011, and the major ones all the way up to December 21st, 2012. Here's what it says. I need you to listen carefully. Within that movement, in reference to those believing in the prophecies of the Maya, those believing in Quetzalcoatl's return, those believing in a massive planetary spiritual shift, those believing in an unleashing of spiritual presence as never before seen in human history. Here's what this says. Listen, quote, within that movement, in reference to one of the authors, he's considered a prestigious enough that the Great Rethinking and the Prophets Conference, it's about many of these authors actual and what they're putting together and the spiritual synchronicity occurring among them, because they're believing the same things and experiencing the same things and heading towards influencing the world. Now, I want you to hear me if you're a believer in Christ. If you've understood prophecy in the end, chaos, new order, Antichrist, all the rest, then that has behind it what really occurs to bring it about. I've said in the past, in our conferences, in our courses, there is no advance to the masqueraded Luciferic globalism. There is no rise of the Antichrist, the false prophet, or even the opening of the abyss without the sheer spiritual presence, inception, force, and power. All the undergrounders know that. That's why the multiplication of rituals in the last 50 years are off the charts. We are right now in the midst of ritual season, starting the 17th of January, going all the way to actually tomorrow, the 29th. From the 20th to the 27th, abductions, ceremonial preparations, things like that. But tomorrow night, spellcasting and unleashing, seeking and unleashing of spirits. When it comes to the return of Quetzalcoatl, if he is Nephilim or a territorial entity shut down in the past by God because of what horrific Holocaust. Nobody's speaking about the Maya Holocaust. Now here it says, the Great Rethinking and the Prophets Conference. Now you've got to hear this phrase. An international organization dedicated to assisting in the birthing of a new humanity. I am reading to you sheer, definitive, Luciferic didache. I'm drawing the believer's attention to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Where God the Holy Spirit, now listen, New Agers and psychics and remote viewers and those committed to the tipping point and those committing to the new humanity guided by a spiritual, powerful presence that is not God. Listen. All around the world, I am trying to share with you that we are in an unprecedented day of spiritual buildup, of the events that will lead to the catastrophic end of the human race. The events that will occur, we've been moving along by a frog in the kettle approach, a incremental approach, a slow step-by-step penetration of every angle of society. Politics, military, environmental causes, economic grasp, and even the spiritual goal of infiltrating the church and transforming it by changing it. The audacity of that side, and if you do not understand as a believer in Christ, the biblical outline that Jesus gave, Matthew 24, the rest of Scripture that deals with specific God-given revelation of what that side will do in its drive towards the chaos that leads to the new order, to the Antichrist, and to billions of people dying, to the most catastrophic environmental desecration, destruction the world has ever seen. When we read the book of Revelation, when we read the book of Daniel, when we read the Spirit of God given prophecies of the end of days, we're reading not only what God's going to do and what God says humanity's going to be doing, but what God says the dark side will initiate, what they will do, what they're going to try to pull off, and the results on a global scale when humanity opens wide their lives, their governments, their military, their economics, their entire philosophy of life, everything about them, when they are opened wide and become the new Babylon. Such destruction the world has never seen in all of fallen human history. The end of the age and what is prophesied will make Auschwitz look like an inner city drive-by shooting. And I do not mean in any way to lower the horrific Holocaust and what occurred at Auschwitz. If I was to travel there or to any of the other camps, there you would look at the remains of a once horrific, spirit-guided agenda to annihilate an entire race of people and anyone else that got in the way. That same presence is resurfacing and will lead the world in a "this is good" cleansing of the world's population, necessary for this new humanity and a new age. So I am saying to those book authors, those who are doing the films, those who are doing the documentaries, those who are holding the conferences, the Tipping Point, the Prophets conferences, and so forth, guided by New Age leaders, mystics, 2012, I mean, those committed to the 2012 spiritual wave that is moving, that you are on the cutting edge of the greatest deception, receiving it and now promoting it, disseminating it, and giving it to the rest of the world. You have become the channels of Planos spirits. The Spirit of God, uncreated. The Spirit of God in Genesis chapter 1, involved in the creation of all material existence. The Spirit of God, operative in the revelation of biblical Old and New Testament. The Spirit of God, operative in prophetic revelation of the first coming of Christ. Hundreds, massive communication of the first coming of Christ. The Spirit of God, in unveiling God in human flesh. The Spirit of God in reaching to the world and even this moment, this divine minute. The Spirit of God reaching out to you If you are one of those vessels used by those New Age spirits, by the spirits of the coming globalism that you've been convinced of, then you are being guided by the most lethal, horrific, Holocaust-oriented, yet masqueraded spirits. Oh, they can come like, we're the ancient ones. We're the angels. We're Quetzalcoatl. We're Kukulkan. We'll give you visions. We'll give you dreams. We'll give you experiences. We will give you non-human enhancements. We will open your head. We will open your heart. You will come to the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records and the revelation and the data will come to you. We will give you enhancements, and we want to bring about a transformation of humanity. See, the dark side lit up and masqueraded like light. Unless you know the real, it's very hard to see the counterfeit. Unless you know the real, it's very hard to see the counterfeit. Do you know God? Do you know the Spirit of Christ? Does the Spirit of the living God dwell in you? Whether you know it or not, all of the Old Testament, all of the New Testament, all of the angels of God, all of the writers, guided by the one Holy Spirit of God, unveil Christ, God, Savior. What happened at the cross? Not a requirement of human sacrifice, but the giving of a life, God in human flesh, taken by sinful man and the orchestration of the dark side, nailed to the cross, a sinless Savior, dying for the sum total of humanity, to give a redemption, to give a salvation, to break the sin code within, to bring forgiveness, to change us from the inside out, to plant inside of us the gift indestructible immortality. Not to become gods. You can't do that. The physics of the finite becoming infinite is impossible. For those that are committed to the 2012 spiritual agenda, here is, and I want every believer in Christ to understand this. I'm speaking now as a human being, motivated by the love of God that loves every single human being. I'm willing to interact. I'm willing to talk. I'm willing to engage. I feel an urgency. I feel a passion. Because as I quote this again, I am quoting literally detailed, specific Luciferic agenda and doctrine. The tipping point conferences among the Mayan culture and around the world, and the ones that are going on now, and the ones that will go on through 2011, and the ones plotted and planned for 2012. On this YouTube video, The Astronomy, 2012, The Astronomy of Quetzalcoatl's Return. An international organization dedicated to assisting in the birthing of a new humanity. By the sheer fact that it's been put up and disseminated out, we are reading what spirituality has already convinced individuals who have now embraced that doctrine and now became and are the vessels of communicating that doctrine. Anybody knowing biblical revelation, the Spirit of God shows and reveals that the satanic, the Holocaust issues of the end time, guided by, well, the Word of God reveals them as the dragon, a huge Revelation 12. Have you ever looked there where it talks about him five times, where the Spirit of God reveals the Greek word megas, the hugeness, the how large, how mammoth the presence, past, current, and future, and the goal of this ancient spiritual presence to deceive and then control the whole human race, Revelation 12, given by God in preparation, in cutting-edge information. If you have it dwelling in you, you should be able to look around and spot where the fulfillment is already rearing its head. In reference to the Great Rethinking and the Prophets' Conference, I'm quoting an international organization. International. I'm telling you again. I'm telling every believer in Christ to listen. I'm asking that God will put upon you an urgency. I am telling you that the events of the future are because those prior to that future have been engaged, have been convinced, have become the vessels, and now they are disseminating and they are promoting, and they have become the evangelists of Hell's Kitchen. And it's wrapped in a mask that sounds ancient, sounds sacred, sounds spiritual, sounds angelic, but God says will lead to the destruction of billions in the shortest period of time that human history could ever record. I am quoting now the international organization dedicated to it. Let me ask you a question, Christian. What are you dedicated to? Here's an international organization dedicated to assisting in the birthing of a new humanity. And what that means is that they have been influenced, they've received, they are now going to do all they can in the lives of scientists, researchers, theoretical physicists, those scientists combining spirit and science, remote viewers, military individuals, governmental individuals, filmmakers, those in the arts, gathered together by that spiritual synchronicity to unleash with dedication to assisting the birthing of a new humanity. I have just read to you what the absolute counterfeit to the real is plotting, planning, and doing. And it's right on a YouTube video. And that's not the only place. I'm going to read you tonight some other things that will tell you about the massive prophetic spiritual conferences coming that will bring influence, critical mass, in the consciousness of the whole human race. As God has said in Scripture, as God has revealed in Scripture. Let me stop for a moment. Let's all catch our breath a second. Let's think through, because listen, listening right now are those deeper, darker Luciferians that shed blood, do the rituals, hate the fact that we're doing what we're doing. But they need to monitor and see and report. I understand that. God does too. I remind those that the scripture from Hebrews 4 tells us that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. For those at Bohemian Grove, for those at Palatine, for those in the underground halls of the Vatican. Now, mentioning the Vatican, let me tell you this. It looks like next week we're going to do a series on the Catholic system. That involves a one-hour presentation of a response to the movie coming out today, The Rite, Catholic Exorcism. What's happening in Italy and all through Europe, the Vatican's attempted response to deal with it, yet the deep infiltration of Luciferic presence, chosen ones, there is a very dark shadow, black nobility within the Catholic system and deeply embedded in the Vatican areas. Now, we're going to talk about the right. We're going to talk about the Catholic system. We're going to talk about syncretism. We're going to talk about how political ideologies, syncretism of other spirit-given religions, liberalism, and human ideology has mixed in and compromised pure Christendom and the purity of biblical revelation. All next week, tonight again, on the 28th of January, tomorrow the 29th, for all the prayer warriors, for all the SRA MPD victims and all the helpers, just the alert that rituals will be going on deep tomorrow night, Saturday night. They've been going on since the 17th, which we've had a lot of happenings around here. Satanic revels, those who've written to me on those dates, talking about troublesome events. As a matter of fact, tonight I get an email, and there's a local cemetery where we had been staking out concerning the concerning the practice of rituals and where they've occurred and where victims have taken us and where we've seen. Now, we've been, and they've allowed us into the mausoleum, and they have allowed us to stay there. But I got an email from someone, and they sent a picture of that same location. Now, I've never heard of this person. We've never met. They might be listening right now. And again, I don't mention names, really, unless I'm talking to someone direct or have their permission. But they sent a picture. What they think is a little girl, and they wanted me to interact. And let me say this. They wanted to go to the gravesite during the night for this presence that's showing up that looks like a little girl. They wanted to take a doll or some toys to see if they can find her and interact. I don't think you know what you're dealing with. I don't think you understand that it's not a little girl, something. Listen, don't we understand how the dark side operates, morphs, masquerades, can transform itself to look like the brightest, shining, beautiful angel? It's what their doctrine is. It is what their nature is that you need to look at. In the garden, Eve herself was fascinated in the midst of the communication. And in her interaction, she was literally engaged and felt the pleasure and felt. I mean, she was overwhelmed, I believe, by what she saw. But what she saw was not what it really was. No different than having a bowl of M&Ms put out in front of you, laced with cyanide, laced with a lethal poison. And listen, set that out there on a table among little children, and you watch, they're going to go over there, grab them up, and begin to eat. It's going to taste sweet. It's going to look good. It's going to inspire their senses. But if that was to occur, they would all die. You've got to understand the lethal side of deception, the lethal side of that powerful seduction. Without the Spirit of Christ, without the Word of God, without the cutting edge of what God has given, even the warning to believers. You ever read 1 John, believer? You ever read where God says, I am writing this to you because of those who are trying to lead you astray? You ever read in the book of Acts where Paul is talking to the Ephesian elders and talks about ferocious wolves coming in among the body of Christ and trying to lead out weak younger believers following cult-inspired false prophets and false teachers and on and on? It's vital we understand the deception that is among us. Another question I want to bring up prior to the five main ones is, do you know about the high places of the Old Testament? I mean, specifically back in 1st, 2nd Kings. I mean, you can find this everywhere. Let me just read a few things. Amos chapter 1, verse 9. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined Because why? They've opened the door to the dark side. The seduction came in. Nobody stood up and stopped it. Do you understand that the dark side's presence will continue to advance when it's uncontested? When the body of Christ stands up on a Sunday morning, has 18 seconds of prayer collectively, does an hour and a half worth of other things, seems to not even experience the life and the power and the presence of God, and then walks out of that building, please realize that service had no effect on the entire city. That service had no effect on the spiritual condition of the entire city and region, or even maybe the lives. Where is the massive 40 minutes of massive spirit-guided intercession on Sunday morning, unleashing the church in power, in grace? Have we forgotten that God has said, come before this throne of grace boldly that you might receive? Don't we know how to do this any longer? Don't we know how to pray guided by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power? Don't we know what the agenda of God is to advance the kingdom of God? Your kingdom come, your will be done. It is not our decision, but it is in our hands to bring implement, to advance, just like Philip, Acts chapter 8. Take a look. Just like the believers, Acts chapter 4. Take a look. Talk about the advance. Talk about becoming vessels of God and advancing the cause of God. One of the reasons in small places, city places, nations, and now global influence, uncontested spiritual presence, grasping the consciousness of the world, building a critical mass in the world, deciding that it's going to bring to the world on the basis of being dedicated, well, a transformation, and lead humanity into a, well, new humanity. It is guaranteed the dark side is going to seek a spiritual evolution of human consciousness. It is going to be the broadest level of presence out of anything you've ever read in Scripture in the past. Without the Spirit of God in you, without the Spirit of Christ, without knowing the Word of God, without being willing to stand up, take up the cross, and follow Christ, without your engagement in spiritual warfare, why did we receive the authority of Christ, Luke 10? Why are we called to put on the armor of God, Ephesians 6? Why are we told to resist the devil and he'd flee from us, James 4? Why are we told to be self-controlled and alert, spiritually, mentally alert because of the impending danger? Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking. He's out devouring individuals. And there are a lot of believers absolutely silent. And the Holocaust is building. I can't. In seeing the biblical revelation, in seeing it fulfilled before our eyes, I can't. Would to God every believer listening, the Spirit of God and of power and presence fall on you like little David to go out fearless in front of Goliath. Whatever kind of believer we claim to be, if we hide in the rocks, as did the warriors of Israel, nothing supernatural occurs there. No hand of God, no answer. Just the uncontested advances of the dark side, blatantly mocking God, blaspheming, and moving forward. You willing to let people go to hell? You willing to let people lose their souls? When Jesus Christ, your Lord, went outside of Jerusalem, and their God in human flesh wept. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how oft I would have taken you under my wings. If God can stand outside of a city that is losing its soul and weep. Is there any Christian that has emotion? Any Christian that has passion? Is there any Christian that exhibits the passion that flows out of heaven? You understand the passion of God? If you're filled with God, if you're open to the heart of God, if you know the day we're living in, urgency, presence, power, confidence can be built. But a spirit of compassion, a spirit of passion. God doesn't determine, bulumai, the Greek word, no determination in the high council of God that any human being should perish, but that every one. If 2012ers and New Agers and others want to know, the Greek word metanoia, repentance, it means change. It means change in light of the salvation that bursts from God in Christ, bringing into our life a new nature, destroying the power of the old fallen nature, breaking the chains of Satan's ownership, implanting into us the righteousness of Christ, and implanting into you omnion zoe. Oh, that, my friend, you know what it is? It is indestructible immortality. The glorification is the real new humanity. It is the real coming race. And most of the 2012ers and most of the New Agers and most involved in disseminating, receiving and disseminating this spiritual wave, a counterfeit transformation of human consciousness, homo lumos, homo deity. That's been promised for thousands of years. It has never occurred, but now the prophecies unveiled at an ancient ritual site. And I'm going to tell you this, more is to come worldwide. Don't think that Satan won't pull out every stop worldwide. You might want to go back and look at some of the Old Testament. Hosea 10:8 says, the high places of wickedness will be destroyed. 2 Kings 23:19, in references to the removal of the shrines and high places. 2 Chronicles 7:6, talking about a good king, a good believer that removed the high places and the Asherah poles. Go to Isaiah 15:2. Talk about the high places where they weep, where they wail over ancient demon gods and goddesses. 2 Chronicles 32:12. Did not Hezekiah himself remove this God's high places, a demon God's high places and altars? Bohemian Grove, is it any different? Around the world, ancient sites where Nephilim, architecture, astroarchaeology, massive spiritual gateways were built on the back of human sacrifice, agony, and pain. See, the dark side understands, many believers don't, that the most powerful, broadest, quickest way to bring spirits from that side into this side in bringing direct influence and empowering in the air, in lives, in a region, on objects, even in the construction materials of the temples they build, are the attachment points, bones, blood, ritual symbols, devices. Keep the doors open. That's what it's all about. Broaden the doors. It's kind of like individual possession. One spirit gets in, it wants to bring more for more control. One spirit gets in, five more come, 12 more come to use that life and to make it a doorway in bringing influence out into the world. I already mentioned Timothy 4:1, where the Spirit of God, and if you will please look this up, check it out in the Greek if you know how to do that. Go to biblios.com and take a look at how they can show you to go to the original languages. To give you a little more intensity, not that we have to have it, but the Spirit himself says expressly. That means the Spirit of God has raised his voice. And he's shouting aloud that in the end of days, planos, these seducing imposters will be operative on a scale unheard of in human history. And they will seek, look what the Spirit of God says, their goal is to deceive many, meaning billions. And then as the deception is brought into lives to make some of them vessels to bring about, look at it for yourself, didache daimonia. Actual spirit-guided writings, like prophecies embedded in the Mayan tablets, now being read. The ancient gods and goddesses that operated, now they're being called on. Now they're being believed in. And what was embedded, now there are individuals on a multinational scale, an international scale, calling on those gods and goddesses, trying to meditate, hold convergences, summon, and ride this dark, masqueraded as light, spiritual wave all the way into the chaos with the massive birth of its presence to form a new age. It's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So can I ask the five specific questions tonight? Five specific questions. Number one, who else has visited the temples? Not just there among the Mayan, Chichen Itza and the Mayan temples down there, but what else around the rest? I mean, around all over the world, the ziggurats. So I'm asking the listening audience, because now there's individuals that have written me and telling me after this week of listening, they have been there. And one dear sister has written to say not only has she been to Chichen Itza and felt the dark power and presence at the top of the temple, and that there were adverse effects that came in afterwards. But also into Southeast Asia. You know, there's temples all off the coast of China, throughout China, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand. Do you know that the ancient structures there are no different? Most likely, again, they will have the evidences of Nephilim architecture, which means they were built by spirit-guided design for opening gateways and doors, conjuring and bringing more on the backs of human sacrifice, the shedding of blood, and the embedding of demonic culture. Can I ask the listening audience tonight, who's been out to the Sphinx, the pyramids? We're talking about the most powerfully spiritually oriented places the Old Testament would describe as high places, where the interaction of the demons occur with humans who've been willing to open the doors. Listen to the spirits. Be transfixed. Fall into trances, receive communications, become channelers, become possessed, become transmuted, receive and then disseminate not only in the immediate culture, but bloodline into the family, into the tribe, into the nation, into the next generation, and the next generation. The dark side, my dear friends, will not go away until Revelation 19. Prophesied as the descent of God, Christ, returning, first of all, to end the pinnacle of Luciferic globalism. All the super soldiers will die and lose their souls. All those who've taken the mark, which I'm very sure the New Age movement, 2012ers, and those moving towards this crescendo will begin to say is a good idea. The image, technology and spirit connected, that's what I think. The image of the beast, that if you don't worship it, going to kill you. If you read Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20, and especially those super soldiers that listen and that seek to harm, prophesied is your end. So I'm asking right now, who else has been to the temples? Who else has been to those places where thousands and thousands and thousands of human beings in agony, in terror, in deep pain, their guts were pulled out, their heads were chopped off, their hearts were removed from their chest, the blood has flowed, they lavished in human blood, they lavished in human agony, pain. They, by the demonic guidance, sought the energies, human, to bring across through that gateway powerful demons to advance their cause. All of the all of the SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse issue, all of this agenda from the 40s to this very date, Germany, Russia, England, Canada, United States, Australia, the estimations now, out of four generations, 100 million victims. Anybody working with them knows that it involves, in each individual's life, hundreds and hundreds of rituals by the time they're 13. Which means that rituals that involve human agony, animal sacrifice, sexual ritual, and blood-curdling human sacrifice have been operative beyond anything in human history. A secret power of lawlessness, I'm telling you, it's no different than Ezekiel chapter 8. It's a biblical revelation of how Luciferic serpent worship operates. Now, on a scale beyond anything we know, as God said, even in 2 Kings 21, 22, 23, nobody else would say anything, nobody else would do anything, nobody else maybe even believed it. God gave the report out of heaven. Headlines from God's newspaper. Innocent blood has been shed from one side of the nation to the other. And God was going to do something about it. He was going to stop it. He was going to put an end to it, as he did Genesis 6, as he's done since, and as God will do again. Who else has been to the temples? Question number one. Question number two, who has been drawn to those temple sites? What spiritual experiences, what visions, what spiritual synchronicity has guided you to those places? Of all those who are interacting now, and let me tell you about the Prophets Conference coming up. It's entitled The Prophets Conference 2013 Day 1. Well, it's going to be held before 2013 Day 1. See, there's a belief on that side through the spiritual influence and communication and agenda that maybe a new age will begin, a new humanity will begin. Everything that Albert Pike taught, everything that Alice Bailey gave, everything that Helena Blavatsky did, all that the ancient mystery schools taught. A massive cleansing, a massive chaos, a collapse of all nations, a seeming annihilation, and then a new world order. This conference that I am now, listen, I am now planning on going to. It's February 25th through March 1st. It's about a month away, less than a month. I'm going to go. Palm Springs Convention Center. Do you want to hear the titles? We're talking about book authors and filmmakers and scientists and theoretical physicists and others. Here's the titles of some of the outlines that are going to come. It's all going to be used in helping to, in dedication, bringing a spiritual wave of information and occurrence worldwide to bring a transformation of humanity, to infect the world with this spirit, Luciferic spirit. The faculty writings, here's the titles. Number one, Planes, Dimensions, and the Vibrational Continuum. Number two, When Birds Fall from the Sky and the Animals Are Dying. Number three, Indigenous Prophecies Leading to 2012. I just got this today. What did I tell you Monday? What did I tell you about the Mayan prophecies 6 months ago? They'll be used, spiritually guided, to infect, influence, and grasp the world by the millions of people. And influence him. Ancient prophecies are not dead. The high places, once they are reopened, may have an embedding. It's as if Satan is opening up every lid of the past to pull out what can be used for the future. Here's another title by Barbara Marx Hubbard. The one that believes in the evolution of human consciousness, a change. The one that believes in a counterfeit Christ and a coming world teacher. The one that believes in a spiritual transformation coming for humanity. Here's the title of her message, A Vision for Humanity. Now again, guided by the spirits of that side, Planos spirits, I wonder what that message is going to tell. You see, each one of these authors, speakers have received, and now they have become the vessels. Demonoia, Dadake. Here's another title, Initiation at the End of Time. Here's another title, well, it's just simply called Visionary Daniel Pinchbeck. He's the one that authored the book called The Return of Quetzalcoatl. Based on the Mayan prophecy, spirit-given prophecies, those gods and goddesses, oh, they want to return. They want to be in the fray. As I've listened to the Luciferians underground, they say they can taste the blood, Christian blood. Here's another title. Something Monumental is Going to Happen. See, all these titles reflect what everybody's thinking out there right now. Here's another title. We Are the Divine Creators. Here's another title. The Profound Influence of Ancient Temples on the Direction of Human Consciousness. I just got this today. I am now going to seek the Lord to ask, let me go down. I want to be there. I want to interact. I want to engage. I want to go to the 2013 Day One Conference where this title is going to be disseminated that has come from spiritual inception. And now it's going to be disseminated. Here's the title, listen, The Profound Influence of Ancient Temples on the Direction of Human Consciousness. I ask you question number one, who else has been to the temples? Question number two, who else has been drawn down, spiritually guided down, and have experienced spiritual synchronicity, and you got out of it? Number three, why doesn't anybody, this conference coming up in the end of February in Palm Springs, all these individuals have been among the Mayan temples, all these book authors and filmmakers, on talk shows worldwide. Why aren't they talking about the massive Holocaust of human beings? Why aren't they talking about child human sacrifice? Virgin girls sacrificed. Human heads lopped off by the thousands. Why are they not talking about that the ancient temple sites are no different than Auschwitz? They are spiritually conceived human sacrificial factories with the goal of opening the largest of doors for the broadest of satanic agenda. Why is nobody revealing the truth? Why is there a cover-up concerning the Maya Quetzalcoatl? I have a picture with a ritual knife stabbing a human being through his eye socket into his skull during a human sacrificial ritual. Do you understand how the old demon gods and goddesses treated humanity? Do you understand how the Nephilim treated humanity? Only to be used, sacrificed, abused, transmuted, and if possible, to be made genetically like them. Number four, who knows about the current practices down there? See, I have two young girls that are going to talk to me. Their minds, brought back by missionaries years ago, they're now in their late teens. They're going to describe to me how their father was used in a human sacrifice. We're talking within the last 17 years. What else is going down there? Who else is down there? Who else down around the Mayan temples? Where among those archaeological sites? What about... See, I already know how the dark side works. I already know how the spirits call and summon and draw people in. I already know how that has to happen in the darkest, secretive of places, but usually during ritual dates. And the last question, what should be done? Where is the massive Christian response? Where is the Christian conference and the think tanks that are going to move to evangelistic thrust? Where are the believers gathering that a massive Acts chapter 4 type of prayer meeting will go on? Where a Acts chapter 8 type of evangelistic thrust and the advancement of the kingdom of God, where is that? We're at the end of the hour. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We need your prayers. We need to go into the February, your support. We need to hear from you. We love you. This is Russ Dizdar. Good night.